Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. We'll go to the phone lines in a couple of moments time. Major League Baseball owners do not accept the players' counter proposal a day or two after the owners proposed a 60-game season with a 16-team playoff. The players say, you know what? All right, we're in, except let's make it 70 games instead of 60 games. We have time to play 70 games. Let's play 70 instead of 60. The owners won't budge. Now the owners are saying they'll shut it down as opposed to play 70 games. You know, like really, these owners are real pieces of work, huh? Like, you know, real pieces of work. They want baseball, and the players are somehow sleazeballs and greedy, except no, not more than 60 games, because that's what they financially have figured that, you know, that's the max that they want to spend on salary. And to put in context, another 10 games would cost them $250 million extra, the owners. So it is $250 million. It's crazy how much money it is, like just in salary. Like those 10 games add up to $246 million or so. 245, 247, whatever it was, a little under 250. So that's what they're arguing about now, except the latest report, and, you know, whatever, dude. These reports, like, we're all so sick of it, you know? It's like we're sick of hearing the word mask. We're sick of hearing the word Fauci. We're sick of a lot of crap. And we're sick of the word report. But the latest report is the owners are like, you know what? We'll play 50 games. They're going to run out the clock a couple of more weeks, and then they'll just force the 50 games. That's what Trevor Bauer predicted. He said they're going to come at us with like 48, 50 games. They're going to run the clock out. So I was almost surprised they came out with the 60-game proposal the other day. It's just annoying. And even when they come to proposal, there's still that other annoying word, the virus. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Sports Rage, late night. I am Morenci throwing it down on the Friday night freak show. 1-844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. We'll go to the phone lines in a moment. You know, this is one of these stories that I wish. Listen, I'm a busy man, all right? I got a lot of stuff going on. And I'm trying to spend less time just staring at a computer screen all the time. And I'm in beautiful downtown Vancouver. And there's a lot of nice sightseeing. And, yeah, I don't have time for sightseeing. But basically, I do like to get out and get some air. So, but I am online all the time. I'm still, like, too much. But anyways, it's pretty crazy. We told you about a stat last week that people are going to spend on average 44 years of their lifetime staring at a screen. 44 freaking years, man. 44 years. But this is a story that I wish I would have saw. Like maybe just like an hour and a half earlier that I did. So Slava Malamud. He's a, I've had this guy on my show before, actually. I've had him on my show. Twitter's official Russian sports writer, the craziness of Russian and American sports and politics, what I tweet about in Soviet Russia, sports stick to you. Slava. He basically writes about like corruption and Russian sports and the hockey league. And I'm surprised Putin hasn't whacked him, to be honest. So he starts tweeting this morning and I missed it. I didn't get it on time. So he says, since we're on the topic of Russian sports, here's a nice cautionary tale on the not really post-COVID world. So the Russian Premier Soccer League has started today. And holy crap, did it restart with an enormous and enormously stupid scandal. An entire team got infected. All right, so and the entire team, all right, the entire team got infected. The team is FC Rostov, which were scheduled to play against FC Sochi. Somehow they failed to abide by the quarantine measures. Someone caught the virus. By the time they restarted their training camp, 28, everyone on the roster had it. So what happens next? So Rostov, who is battling for a place in the UEFA Champions League, petition Sochi to reschedule the match. Sochi, a bottom feeder, is actually a thinly disguised farm team to Zenit St. Petersburg, a team owned by Putin's cronies and guaranteed to win the title this year. All right, so future bettors, let's know this. So Zenit St. Petersburg is Putin's team. So FC Sochi came out and basically said, screw you, this is your problem, we're not rescheduling the game. The league utterly dropped the ball and allowed this to happen due to the political connections. So Rostov was forced to field a team. What they did is they fielded their youth team. They put 16-year-old Russian kids on the field, age 16 to 19. The oldest kid was 19. The youngest kid was 16. They had 3 days' notice. The team didn't practice since March. They were going to school via Zoom. They got together 3 days ago, got on a plane, and traveled to Sochi to play against a professional soccer team. Russian fans went ballistic. Sochi were then castigated on Russian social media, to which they responded with an Instagram post showing a sad sat looking schoolboy saying, hey, we're all schoolboys at one time. The field is even. The ball is round. Let's play. FC Sochi then deleted the post. But they still insisted on a match being played against school children. FC Rostov scored mere seconds after the kickoff. So, it didn't end well. So somehow the kids scored like a minute in. All right. The kids scored a minute in, man. And then like the floodgates opened. The final score was 10-1. They beat them 10-1. Racked up the score, 10-1. Sort of like those Italian kids in St. Leonard that messed me up in high school. Pretty good. Same thing. We didn't score, though. I think it was 11-0. Madness. Madness. Parts unknown. Steps up and in. Are you with us, Madness?
What's ripping, Twinkies? The witching hour after a long hiatus. This is the Freak Show with Madness, baby. What is cocaine, baby? Feeling hot, hot, hot. Man, I'm lying naked in my bed, baby. It's so freaking hot, you can throw a couple eggs, a couple dogs, and they're going to fry by themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, my Lord. What the hell is going on, man? I'm telling you, man. Santa Claus president of the U.S., man, he's going to Tulsa, Oklahoma to do what there? A Trump rally? And what the hell? It's going to be like another Charlottesville 2 there. Like, it's going to be really chaotic down there.
Tulsa's a place to be this weekend. Yeah. Let me ask you, we're all just sort of traumatized. So you said you're calling in naked right now. You're saying you're lying in bed, but you're naked because it's so hot.
Yeah, it is hot. It's like 40 degrees, man, with a Humidex. It's not like 2 degrees there in Chicken Farm, Edmonton, there with May Causey, at least. Hey, May Causey, you know something? That chicken farm that you told me, baby, that chicken farm is behind Clam Chowder's yard, not in my jurisdiction, baby. Anyway, let's roll. Man, I don't know. There's a lot of sports that's not right now because of I told you that since the protests and all that they've been happening for the past 3 weeks or so. Now they're paying the price. Now this is what's gonna happen. I don't know, man. It's like there's a lot of sport. What's gonna happen? The only thing they haven't touched is the NBA and the MLS. Everything is.
But listen.
Like, what the hell?
All the spike in protests, right? All the spike with the coronavirus madness, not from places where there were big protests. Yeah, no one was protesting in Florida. The Florida wasn't a big city of protest or a state of protest.
Miami,
Texas wasn't.
In Miami,
there
was a lot of protests.
Nah, it wasn't that big like everywhere else. It wasn't like New York. It wasn't like Minneapolis and stuff. There was no big protest in Arizona. It was a little bit, but. It's, you know, listen, I'm not saying that some of these protesters didn't get it. Like, I'd be naive and, like, that'd be stupid to say they didn't get it. But it's the states that never really closed, Madness, that just sort of went on. Like, Florida never really closed, and they patted themselves on the back. Oh, look, everything's fine. But it's not fine. It's catching up to them. It's catching up to them. They thought that the warm weather would kill it. It hasn't killed it. It hasn't killed it.
No. Exactly, like Mick Causey said, you know, the koala bear, Mick, stop giving ass burgers and, you know, mass burgers and teen burgers, papa burgers and mama burgers. You know, the only thing that koala bear can eat, man, it loves chunky New England clam chowder. Just throw 2 cans, maybe it'll eat it, man. Otherwise, you're going to get it mad and he's going to pin you down and make you squeal like a pig. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, baby. Woo! How do you like me now, SpongeBob? So Vermont, go milk the cow. Woo!
Well done. Well done. That's the Friday Night Freak Show, as we stated. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. I can't help. I can't lie. I did get a laugh when he said, "Hey, Mick, you in Edmonton and your chicken farm." Mick and his chicken farm. Mick and his chicken farm. What's up, Twinkies? All right, 844-843. Sonny Vega getting ready to get into the batter's box. Step up and in. Late Night Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there's like a buzz in the air right now. There's like a buzz in the air amongst the fans. Imagine like there was actually fans and there's sports and stuff. And like in the stadium right now, people are starting to say, they're pointing at the scoreboard. They're pointing at the scoreboard. The home team is rolling this evening. 844-843-6879. Gang doing a great job in master control this evening. So Madness stepped up and in. You know, I just find, like I said, Friday nights, I like, you know, we like to have some fun and hear from the freaks. That's why we call it the Friday Night Freak Show. But I did get a laugh, just like when Madness says, hey, shut up, Mick. You and your dumb chicken farm in Edmonton. I don't know. Like, Mick doesn't have a chicken farm. And then I couldn't help but, like, just crack up and think of Mick's call today on Game Time Decisions, in which Mick joined us from, like, the swamp. Like, I swear to God, like, the only thing that would have made it better if, like, a, like, wild animal would have attacked Mick live on our show today. Like, he was like the crocodile dude. Like, he's Australian. He's got the hat on. He's in, like, a bush. He goes, I just wanted to show off the beautiful, beautiful lake here. It's like a pond at a golf course or something. He's like, look at it, how beautiful it is. I'm like, hey, dude, it's like a pond, all right? And he's standing there. He's in, like, the wilderness. I was just thinking, man, what would really make this viral is if, like, just sort of like mountain cougar or lynx or like some big fox just sort of crept up behind him. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. All right, it didn't. Here's about Mix calling. All right, Mix on deck after Sonny Vega. Business is picking up, and you know it's big. We've got one of the, he's a longtime rageaholic, but we're losing him to the clones right now. We're losing him to the clones. Sonny Vega, one of the stars of the Jim Rome Show, stepping up in it. What's going on, Sonny?
Gabe, it's been a minute, man. I love you. Listen, look, there's a Mick Ozzie, there's a Clam Chowder, there's a guy named Madness, and I get it. I mean, I like all of them equally. Well, not really. Clam, I love. Mick Ozzie, I like. Madness, I don't know who he is. But can you guys stop flooding my timeline? I don't know who's fighting with who. My life's already chaotic as is. And I just don't have the attention span to see who's fighting with who And who's threatening who anymore? I just don't get it. I have no idea what it is. I'm going to have to start muting people and blocking people. Like, Clam Chowder knows I love him. Mick knows I like him a lot, okay? But
so, yeah, why are you included?
This Madness guy is pretty threatening.
Why are you included in their smack talk, actually? Like, why you have nothing even to do with them? Like, why are you, like, included in the tweets?
That's what I'm saying. And every time I look at my Twitter notifications, I think it's a job interview for myself, and I get excited. And I open it up, and it's like Clam Chowder dancing or something. And I love the guy.
It's a job
Don't get
interview.
Me wrong. Clam Chowder can drink all my Pepsis. I made a barbecue for him a few years ago at your house, right? I love the guy. But come on, my man. My life is already chaotic. Look, I haven't even showered all day today.
And it's their fault. I like how you said when your Twitter notifications, you think it's a job interview. So every time your phone goes off, you pull it out. You're like, oh, God. You're like, hey, maybe it's ESPN, right?
And I see this guy named Madness threatening people and chicken farms and stuff like that. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, listen, Sonny, Madness.
Dude.
Madness is old school. Madness is old school.
Well, look, Madness is Madness. He lives up to the name, man. You know, the Friday Night Freak
show.
Just what it is. I'm here.
He listened to the show in the original days, like 16, 17 years ago, and he's sort of like he's back, like you said. You don't know him, like, and you've been around for years, but Madness is back. And he's trying to make his presence known by basically calling everybody out. Like, he's not back as a nice, like, he's like a, think of Madness like a wrestling heel that retired, but he's back. And, like, he's hitting people over the head with chairs, and he's calling everybody out. And he's like, him and Clam Chowder have a history going back to a football game at a Sports Rage Road Rage. It was a bad idea on my behalf, Sonny. It was really dumb. I had like a football. It was a brand new football. It was autographed by a bunch of football players that were there. And I said, all right, we'll go in the parking lot and we'll play a game. I'm the quarterback and like the winner of our game. And then we had like pro players there and I'm the quarterback and the winner of our game gets the ball and free drinks for the rest of the night. And, it was a bad idea, Sonny. Like, it was snow on the ground, but we were playing in the parking lot, bro. And people were pretty drunk. And, like, people were running into cars and stuff. And basically, Madness tackled Clam Chowder, like, on the concrete pretty good. It's like a history. Madness won the football challenge by taking Clam Chowder out into, like, a car. And, it didn't go over well. Like, and then I realized, it was a bad idea on my behalf.
So Clam Chowder did not enjoy that, I take it. Okay.
No. Clearly Clam Chowder. Clearly Clam Chowder. Like, oh, yeah, Clam Chowder's a nice guy. It was all Madness's fault, too. Like, Madness tackled him.
Look, Clam Chowder has a bit of a mean streak himself. I know. I was late to pick him up at the bus terminal that night when we all went out to the Argos game that summer at your house when we did the barbecue. I know.
Madness and Clam Chowder clashed. Like, you know, they're both old school rageaholics. They've never fully gotten along. You know what I'm saying? Like, the city of Montreal is not
Madness
big enough
scary,
for the both
though.
Of them. Yeah, there's not cities not big
no,
enough for
no.
the both of them. And they're
no,
from the
they
same
both
city.
Got big fat
That's
heads.
What's crazy.
They
That's
both
what's
got
crazy.
Big fat heads.
They were,
Madness is
aggressive. Like it's true. Like a great point. Skid Show's right in our chat. Like Clam Chowder's telling Greta Thunberg off right now on Twitter because she doesn't get back to him. And I told Chowder, I'm like, listen, Chowder. I'm like, listen, Chowder. I love you, buddy, but she's got like 3.8 million followers on Twitter, Chowder. Like, she can't, like, respond. Not to mention, Sonny.
Well, you
she's,
know
like,
what
17
is,
years
Gabe,
old, and you know she gets, like, nothing but
off.
Death threats. She gets nothing but death threats and stuff. Like, you know, like, she's looking, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, Chowder thinks, like, Greta Thunberg's going to, like, come to, like, his house or something. I don't know. But what's that, Sonny?
Look, Gabe, I'm not a marketing genius by no stretch of the imagination, but with clam chowder, I mean, talking to women on Twitter, all caps, and bragging about a secret sauce, I don't think that's the best way to go about things. You know,
settle down, Sonny.
My secret sauce.
You're not one to talk.
He does as good as you do. I don't know.
He does as good as you do. Settle down.
But secret sauce to a woman, to a stranger in this climate is probably not the best bet.
Yeah. It's never been the best phrase in any climate, in any time.
No, that's what I'm saying, my man. That's what I'm saying. Clam chowder, you gotta tone it down a little bit.
He actually brought me clams once at a radio station. He really pissed the secretary off. Like, I came in, she goes, one of your fans dropped something off for you. She goes, it's effing fish. She goes, it smells like fish in here. She goes, I think there's fish. She goes, open it up. I open it up, and there's actually, like, clams and stuff. And, yeah, clam chowder brought clams. And, like, yeah, the secretary was not impressed. She's like, who brings fish in a bag to, like, a radio station? She was like, she goes, you know, the fish isn't good anymore, right? Like, it's been like, oh, yeah, the secretary was, like, really upset. She even complained. I think she even complained because the boss even told me, tell your fans not to bring fish to the station.
That I can appreciate. The man went all out there. It made sense to bring fish. What else are you going to bring if you're clam? You can't bring chicken. You can't bring beef. But my favorite story, Gabe, was the one that you're telling about when he slept in the green room naked.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my fault.
That's my favorite story, dude. That's my favorite.
Yeah, we're at the Score Television Network. They had this nice green room at night. Basically, like, I couldn't take him home with me. Like, I lived in a small place. Somebody was there. It couldn't happen, right? It was just one of these deals. So I left there at, like, 2 in the morning. And his bus was at, like, 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning, right? So it was, like, wintertime. I was like, all right. You know, I was like, all right, Chowder, listen. There's a couch in this green room here, in this room. I told him, though. I said, you can't go to the bathroom. Once, like, you close the door, you leave. The door closes. You leave in the morning, and you go, all right? And I said, just close the door. One thing I never thought of, Sonny, was the effing cleaning crew, all right? So basically, I go in the next day, my phone's blowing up, man. They're like, hey, we need to talk to you. Like HR and the boss and everything. They're like, we need to talk to you. They're like, last night, you know, one of your fans, it came to our attention. You told one of your fans he could sleep in the green room. I was like, no, I didn't say he could sleep there. I said he could just sort of sit there. They're like, the cleaning crew went in and he was totally naked. They said he was just like lying buck naked on the couch, scared the hell out of the cleaning lady. And if you ever do that again, we have a big, big problem. But hang in there, Sonny. Let Sonny close this call up on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Portrays late night. I'm Renzi. Kicking it. Freak show. Man, this show was flowing by tonight, man. Honestly, I look up and I'm like, what are we in? 40 minutes into the show? I'm thinking, yeah, what have we done? 40 minutes? It's like, no, man. We're at the 40-minute mark of the second hour of the show. Pretty crazy. Great job tonight done by everybody. Great job by Yang. Madness stepped up and in. All right, we got Sonny Vega. We'll keep Sonny just because we started rambling. We'll let Sonny vent his rage right now. And we're just talking about the craziness of clam chowder being naked. And And Chowder was naked in the green room, Sonny Vega, which not the first time. We've had hotel rooms before, and he's taken the grand master bedroom before of like a hotel suite, in which same thing. And like we were partying, I think it was in Vancouver, actually. I think it was here. We were partying pretty good. Jazz had like a hotel room, but like a nice suite, like with a bedroom, but then like with the other room with like, you know, people can sleep on the couches and stuff. And we're like, all right, Madness, you know, you can crash out in this hotel room here. He goes, oh, I'm going to go back to the room. He beat us there, went back. Madness, same thing. Nakeder than Ron Jeremy on a porn set. Spread out, all spread eagle on the bed. And how can Jazz sleep in that bed after Clam Chowder's been naked on top of it, Clam? You know what, you hear what I'm saying, Sonny?
No, Jazz did not sleep in that bed. Did Jazz sleep in that bed? That bed is compromised. That bed is compromised. As the next man's skin is on that bed sheets naked. I mean, there's fluids, there's pubes. Those bed sheets are compromised. Light the mattress on fire. If you tell me now Jazz slept in that bed, I got something on him. Because he keeps hurting my feelings, Jazz does. Please Jazz slept in that bed.
We could go, no, he didn't. We let Chowder stay in it. We were like, oh, God.
Oh, you're so lucky, Jazz. Jazz is so lucky right now.
We were freaked out. It was like, oh, close the door, man. It was just like, close the door, dude. Like, we closed the door. We got to get a call in here from Chowder so he can explain himself. The best thing, too, and only people from Montreal will know this, but one of the funniest things of that night, that whole football night in the snow and in the concrete, and things got real crazy that night, all right? It was a crazy road rage. And I was just thinking back, couple of fans were there, passed away and stuff. It was like real old school fan days and stuff. But so I never forget. It was on, we did that show on a Friday night, all right? So we did the show on a Friday night. On the Sunday night, all right? And so on the Friday night, one of my guests was Ron Roosh, who was a big local sports anchor in Montreal. And he was also a play-by-play nationally and stuff for hockey. But so he was one of my guests there. So on Sunday night on the news, like they basically have this big story. They're like, and in Laval, A local sports cafe has just been arrested as it was a front for the mob and a money laundering place. Sources say that drugs and it was a drug den and sports gambling. And it basically people would place bets there and meet and collect. And the place got busted. And then she goes, and now Ron Roosh with sports. Ron Roosh, bro, was there with me like 24 hours earlier, Sonny. So he's like, and now Ron Roosh on sports. Dude, like, he just stops and looks like I nearly fell out of my chair, too. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, man. It's like, wow. And then, like, Ron Roosh, like, thanks, Lynn. You see, he's kind of wrapped and stuff. right after he's off the air, my phone lights up. He's like, you stupid idiot. He goes, well, what kind of place are we going to here? You go, moron. He goes, did you see the effing newscast? I said, yeah, I saw it. I said, I had no idea. Like, how am I supposed to know Ron? Like, it was one of the funniest things ever, man. Guy calls me right after. You stupid idiot. What kind of place you bring me to?
But that's what it's all about, Gabe. I mean, it's all love. I love Jazz. I love Mick. I love Clam. And, Madness, and I'm just busting everyone's chops, and they bust our chops, and you I love, you know. But look where we are. It's Friday night. We're listening to you. We're hanging out. There's a pandemic and another pandemic, and we're loving and we're laughing. What's better than this, man? So I appreciate you and your show and everything. You know how many times you got me through rough times with your shows and get to call in and talk to you. We're all blessed. We're all lucky, man.
Well, I appreciate loving the kind words. I appreciate the kind words, Sonny, and I'm glad you're doing well. Much love to you as well. And listen, before we get you out of here, So what's the deal? You started calling the Jim Rome show, and then you got into the smack. You got into the smack off, and you did all right. I see your Twitter's blowing up with you've got a bunch of Jim Rome buddies right now. Mick loves Jim Rome, actually, so I'm sure Mick is all over this. But tell us about that. How did this start?
Yeah, dude. So I mean, I've always loved to write, put pen to paper. It's gotten me through tough times. My mom just passed away in October, and then I just get, you know, a passion for writing stuff and having people. I'm bad with my words sometimes, so for people to understand my conversation or my train of thought is kind of difficult. I got a bit of a disability, so I appreciate that. And then there was a beef. I listen casually on and off and so on and so forth. And then there's a beef about the rest of Canada hating on Toronto for the Raptors. And so I was triggered. I was stimulated. So I just started writing stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call. I need to call in, and I need to say what's on my mind right now. So I just went with it, and it just flowed. And so on and so forth, you know, because the rest of Canada and the U.S., we know that they hate on Toronto. ESPN hated on the Raptors and Stephen A. Smith and so on and so forth when we won everything, right? So I just went with it and so on and so forth. I'm like, really? You guys are hating? The rest of Canada is hating on Toronto? I said, are you guys even irrelevant? Are you guys even open for business? I said, you guys are so irrelevant. The pandemic didn't even go there. Nobody even cares about you guys. Oh, the Leafs will never win. I said, who cares about the Leafs right now? I said, we just brought home the Larry B. Like, are you kidding me? Come on, man.
Well, the Raptors can do it again as well. They can do it again.
Yeah.
Sonny, look forward to seeing you. Say hello to Taylor. We look forward to seeing you again. I often forget what city I'm in. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'll do a show. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not in Toronto right now. Or I'm not in New York right now. I'm like, oh, I'll go to the Meadowlands. I'm like, no, I'm not. I forget. No, we're going to do a show at the Red Card in a couple of weeks, actually in Vancouver. But don't be a stranger, Sonny. Stay safe. Great to hear from you. Don't be a stranger. Phone lines are always open for you, Sonny. Thanks for checking in, buddy.
Likewise, my man. It's all love, baby.
Sonny Vega, living large, kicking it. Great to hear Sonny. Sonny's doing well. Great stuff. Great show tonight. Great to hear from the old school Rageaholics. Mick Aussie was threatening to call in after Mick Aussie was called out by Madness for running a chicken farm in Edmonton. So listen, we do have the Belmont Stakes tomorrow, and we got a couple of minutes left. What do we got here, Yang? Who's that?
Gentleman, Demart. That's his name. Demart.
What is his? Demart.
Yes, sir.
All right, Demart steps up and in. What's going on, Demart?
Well, let's be honest. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia. Gabe, how you doing, bud? Big fan of yours. You and Cammy Stewart back on the score. I'm 33 years old. You know, I've seen you grow, bud. Anyways, I'm basically here to. Well, before we get into my little bit, you got a couple minutes. I won't go too far. That last guy, everybody hates Toronto and Canada. Nobody. I'm from Halifax, man. Anybody wins in Canada, we got one basketball team. We shouldn't be hating on Toronto for anything. But I'm calling about EA UFC. The UFC, Gabe. They got a new video game coming out. But I'm just complaining about the friggin' marketing team of this thing. They don't do shit for the game. It's the only sport really going right now, the UFC, Gabe. And I'm frustrated that they don't advertise the game. Like, they don't have any hype trailers coming out. You know, they have a closed beta coming out in the game. It's just, I wish it was promoted more like the other main sports. And that's my big rage for you, Gabe. But I love you. It's D-Mart from Canada. Nova Scotia, baby.
Hey, don't be a stranger, D-Mart. You know what? I'll look into that a little bit. You know, I don't know if any of these video games are advertising now, but or if it's behind the scenes that the UFC has pissed them off and they're sort of like, you know what, we'll just sort of put it out. Because it's interesting that you bring that up, because right now the video game business is booming. During the pandemic, I know for a fact, I know people in the industry, the video game industry is booming. What's booming right now? People are drinking, they're smoking weed, and they're playing video games. They're at home. Like, video games are like, their sales are through the freaking roof. They don't want you to know that because it's like, oh, yeah, they're really making this much money. But I know. I know EA is killing it. Killing it. But as far as the UFC, it's a good point. They don't market it. And I'll tell you what happened probably, D-Mart. And I just had a problem understanding Yang and D-Mart. I know D-Mart. I've seen him on Twitter and in our chat here. I bet you, though, what it is they didn't make money. That the video game company didn't make money with the UFC game. They had a contract to put it out. And they probably put it out and they say, all right, screw it. You know what I mean? We'll put it out, but we're not advertising it. You know what I mean? We're not going to make any money off of it anyways. All right, we're going to squeeze Mick Aussie in here. Just quickly, I thought he was going to ask about my UFC picks a little bit. I do like Curtis Blaydes to win inside the distance, minus 190. You can parlay him, though, with somebody if you want. Burgos, I know Joey likes Burgos, but I think Josh Emmett is the pick at plus 116. Give me Josh Emmett as an underdog. I think the favorite is going to win at Belmont, and I think the 8 and 9 is the way to go. Tis the law and Dr. Post. Tis the law, Dr. Post. I'll go 8-9-1. 8-9-1. 8, tis the law. 9, Dr. Post. 1, tap it to win. Tap it to win. Toronto Connections raced at Woodbine. NASCAR, I like Brad Keselowski and Denny Hamlin. Plus 850 and 10 to 1. Mick Aussie steps up and in live from the chicken farm. What's going on, Mick?
Hey, mate, trust me. See, the reason Madness is saying that I have a chicken farm is because I know for a fact that the reason that he disappeared from Sports Rage for about 10 years, I'm going to tell you right now, Madness is in my top three callers of 18 to 20 years of Sports Rage. Number one, well, I might tell you that some other time.
You know, before we go, Mick, and, you know, we don't have a ton of time on the show here, I jumped in, and it continues, bro. North Melbourne's going to lose to Sydney. Sydney's throttling them right now, 70 to 41. What the hell's going on in this league, man?
Well, as I said, 1-800-GAMBLER, just be careful, boys. It's craziness, and I know Cam Stewart went the ruse, and I was with him. If the ruse lose tonight, I'm 0-3. It's craziness, it's craziness, mate. But Madness like is a chicken farmer.
Sounds like you're a couple of beers deep. Great call today, Mick, from the swamp. We liked it. I was wishing like a lynx was going to like attack you from the back or something. Sounds like Madness is already... Madness is a few in. Mick Aussie steps up and in the late night hours. We'll come back and wrap it up, bottom of the night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage late night, man. This show just absolutely freaking flew by this evening, man. Incredibly quick, 120 minutes this evening. And we're real close. We're real close. The crew, Yang, is close to a perfect game. Close to a perfect game. And, you know, we just came back with this intro. The song selection strong. Levels were strong. Phone call strong, guest strong, the phone line connection strong. We're close to a perfect game. All that remains is the extra. Now we put the pressure on. All that remains is the extra on the way out. And then Yang gets a standing ovation as the crowd. Like I said, there was an anticipation about people started to realize around like 10:45 Pacific or so, started to kick in. They're like, you know what? Man, yeah, there's a shutout on the board here. And it's not a shutout. It's a no-hitter. And then I was like, you know what? It's a perfect game. It's a perfect game. I can't blame Yang because I didn't know what the hell D-Mart meant. It's not, that's, you know what I'm saying? You know? Now, Yang's ERA got a little bloated. Yang's ERA got a little bloated over the week here. But like any closer, you have to fight through it, you know? Now he's mowing them down. The ERA is starting to come down again. Soft rock Matt, still soft rock Matt, though. We're real close. Actually, not just a perfect game, but a perfect show. Fun show here tonight. We'll be back on Sunday night. Kicking it, Sports Rage, late night. You know how we do it. You can follow me on Twitter, at Sports Rage, and I'll tweet out my picks for the UFC. Belmont, I like the 8 and the 9 horse. I like Tiz the Law to win. I think Dr. Post is going to be in the mix. I think the one horse Tappet to win is also in the mix. 8-9-1. 8-9-1. Keselowski and Hamlin, NASCAR. Blades inside the distance. Other than that, you're on your own. May the winners be yours later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.